Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great and loaded show for you tonight. Our guest will be John Fielder, the president of Southern California Edison, Chief Steve Chesser, a board member of the MPS Society, Michael Wittenstein, a noted portrait artist, Jeff Reeb, a battalion chief for the Long Beach Fire Department, and Martin Brown, a citizen who is being awarded a citation for coming to the assist of a police officer. But our first guest is John Fielder, the newly elected president of Southern California Edison. And John, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Art. It's great to be here.
I'd like to publicly thank you and Edison for being a title sponsor of Straight Talk. Without our sponsors, we don't have a show. So thank you very much, John.
It's a privilege to sponsor Straight Talk. It's a great show.
Thank you so much. And we'd like to just present to you this plaque thanking you. And we are presenting all of our sponsors these plaques. And we appreciate it very much, John.
Thank you very much, Art.
Okay. Well, you have been with the company for 35 years. You were recently elected president to succeed our friend Bob Foster. Congratulations on that election. And just what does it mean to you personally?
Well, personally, it's a great honor. It's a good company to work for. As you mentioned, I've been there 35 years. And this is a nice way to cap a long career. We are a public service company. And it's just a great honor to be able to serve and provide reliable electricity to all of our 4.7 million customers.
Wonderful. Well, I know that a rate increase is on the horizon for the first quarter. There's been some publicity about it. I want to give you the opportunity to explain what the trigger is for this rate increase.
Thanks, Art. That's always a good way to start with the good news first. I think it's been widely publicized that natural gas prices are rising. There's been about a doubling of natural gas in the last year. We use a lot of natural gas in our power plants and the power plants that we buy electricity from. And what this rate increase primarily is associated with is passing through the cost of those increased natural gas prices. And we expect over the next 3 months that our average rates will increase probably somewhere in the 15 to 18% range.
So natural gas is an important fuel for generating electricity. The prices of natural gas are going up, and you're passing that increase through to your customers after approval by the appropriate regulatory authorities.
That's right, Art. All of our increases and whatever we charge our customers are approved by the California Public Utilities Commission. So these increases have gone through that review and will be passed through to customers with no markup. Our shareholders don't make anything on these increases. This is strictly a fuel charge that gets passed through to customers.
So there will be no increased profit to Southern California Edison based on the rate increase.
That's correct.
What's your general view of the company and the industry? We are all familiar with the deregulation debacle, and some companies actually went bankrupt based on that. But and I know your area of expertise, you're an attorney, and your area of expertise is government regulation. How do you see the future of the company and the regulatory environment?
That's a good question, Art. While we've come out of the crisis of 2000 and 2001 and restored our financial health and are able to now provide the kinds of services that customers expect, the state policies are still not fully baked. And we have some work to do with the state policymakers to try and get the rules set so that new generation gets built. Probably the biggest threat to the reliability of the system today is the fact that new power plants are not getting built as fast as they should. Southern California Edison, I should say, just 2 weeks ago, put online the first power plant that we've built in over 20 years. That's out in Redlands and will serve the needs of our customers. But we need more, and the state policies are just not in place yet that would incent generators to make the investment to build power plants. So we need to get the rules right.
And I know from my past interviews with your predecessor, Bob Foster, that people are not going to invest the hundreds of millions of dollars that are needed to build these generation facilities unless they can get a guaranteed return, and because these have to be financed, and they're not going to get loans unless the rules are in place that show that the plant will recoup its costs and make the profit.
That's absolutely right, Art. Banks and financial institutions will not lend developers money unless there's some certainty about the rules that they're going to get their money back. And normally what that requires is a long-term contract with somebody like Southern California Edison or another utility.
So the state needs to give Coal Comfort an assurance to incentivize the construction of these new facilities.
That's right. And right now the uncertainty primarily involves customers being able to choose in the future who they buy their power from. So it's very difficult for a company like Edison to make long-term commitments when you don't know what customers you're going to be serving.
Because theoretically, customers could bail if the spot market goes down, buy it somewhere else. You've built a billion-dollar plant, and you don't have demand for it.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's
exactly, you can't be put in that position.
That's exactly the dilemma that state policy makers need to deal with.
Okay. And are you optimistic about the future of Edison despite this cloudy regulatory environment?
We are. Now that we're back on our feet and financially healthy, we are making significant investments in the wires because the reliability of the grid is dependent on having an updated infrastructure.
It's not just the creation of the electricity. It has to be brought to where it's needed.
That's correct. And most of the wires that were installed, the wires that you see running up and down the streets and out in the desert that we import power on, were built after the war, the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and some of that stuff is now getting to be 40, 50, 60 years old, and it wears out. And
sure.
So we have to have a systematic program to go and replace this basic infrastructure in order that we can continue to deliver reliable service.
One final point, and time goes so quick in these interviews, but I know that renewable energy is, I think, 19% of your mix, and Edison is one of the largest buyers or generators of renewable energy in the country.
That's right. We're proud of that. We're very committed to putting a large part of our portfolio based on renewable resources. So we have wind and geothermal and solar. We just signed a new contract with a large solar facility out in the desert, and we will continue to build our renewable resources because we don't want to be totally dependent on natural gas so we can hedge our bets against exactly what's happened in the last year.
Sure. Well, John, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to your return during the course of the year to our Straight Talk show.
Thanks, Art. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.